WNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, we're going to see sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low near 53. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Looks like for Tuesday, we'll continue with sunny skies, temperatures at 72, and Tuesday night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 66.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Democrats and moderate Republicans are pushing the Kansas legislature to consider a big tax increase next year as they campaign against Governor Brownback's fiscal policies. The goals they're presenting to voters include increasing aid to public schools, undoing cuts in higher education, and protecting highway funding. Following through would force lawmakers to raise taxes by potentially hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Early results from a survey of law enforcement agencies suggest that legal Colorado marijuana is having a big impact on Kansas, but it may not all be negative. Attorney General Derek Schmidt received responses from 390 law enforcement agencies and district attorneys in the state, indicating that less marijuana is being confiscated, but it's higher potency than the pot smuggled in from Mexico. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Winter's coming quick. Here's a project that's even quicker. Fill your attic with Attic-Cat fiberglass insulation. Now at the Home Depot, buy 10 or more bags of Owens Corning Attic-Cat insulation and get the blow-in insulation machine rental free. It's an easy way to save money on energy bills and stay cozy all season long. Get on top of dropping temperatures with a free Attic-Cat machine rental with 10 bags or more of Owens Corning insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Kansas floodwaters have destroyed a historic stone bridge in Cowley County. Flooding over the weekend caused the 105-year-old Fox Bridge over Grouse Creek to collapse. County officials say the bridge was weakened by the creeks cresting over it and heavy currents slamming against it. The area, known for its stone bridges, which were built by Russian and German artisans from around 1880 to 1917. The bridges range from 1 to 3 arches. Steve Treadway, who is working on a book about the stone bridges of Cowley County, says the Fox Bridge was built by Abe Finney. And judges and justices have had to relocate from the Kansas Judicial Center in the chambers of the Kansas Supreme Court as recent rains have fallen through a leaking roof. 50 people, 7 justices of the Kansas Supreme Court, 5 of 14 Court of Appeals judges, and their staffs and other court employees moved within 2.5 days from damaged offices. No damage estimate has yet been made. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say that one person has been killed in a crash on an Interstate 80 ramp in Omaha. Police closed the ILQ Streets ramp after the crash, which occurred around 2:30 this morning. Authorities say an inmate who tried to escape from the Nebraska State Penitentiary was caught before he could climb over an internal fence. The Department of Correctional Services says the unidentified prisoner tried to escape around 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. Officials say a tower officer fired a warning shot at the inmate. Corrections officers immediately responded to the fence and deployed chemical agents. Voter disgust with the presidential election could create a big windfall for Nebraska's Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party has seen a 28% increase in voter registration since the May primary. The number of registered Libertarians, it's on its way to top 10,000 before the November 8 election. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Allison Slife for Vermillion, who had petitioned as an independent candidate for 3rd District Marshall County Commissioner, has withdrawn her candidacy after moving recently to Manhattan. She has also resigned from the Vermillion City Council, having served the past 4 years. A write-in independent candidate, Slifer did not face a primary challenge. Pat Caffrey, Democrat, and W. Lynn Feldhausen, Republican, advanced to the general election with primary victories. Slifer's name will remain on the ballot, which was printed in early September. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday appointed Dr. Roger Warren to the Airport Advisory Board. A discussion with the Environmental Science Director asked for clarification on transfer station fees, indicating that rates applied to all transfer station rates, not just construction and demolition. Commissioners expressed concern that loads be secured and or tarped, and visited with the county sheriff, who stated there is a statute regarding unsecured loads and that he and his staff could enforce. A recent ruling against Kansas County for water runoff from storm damage piles of the county landfill was discussed. Staff is creating a runoff pond to collect polluted water at Washington County landfill. Richard and Zelda Bitts of Washington came in to request the commissioners guarantee a hangar space for rental next year when a lease expires. Commissioners denied the request. The county attorney stated commissioners are working with the airport board to develop policies regarding rental of hangar spaces. In a recent letter to KNDY, Richard and Zelda Bitts questioned denial of their request to lease an airport hangar. They have challenged the use of 4 hangar spaces available, which are currently rented to 2 commercial aerial applicators. They use the space, at least in part, to storage of equipment and materials used in spraying. They have expressed frustration with county commissioners and the airport board response in denying multiple requests to lease a county-owned hangar for their airplane. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website, KNDYradio.com. A recent ruling upholding the $28 million judgment against Gage County in the Beatrice 6 case leaves officials searching for an alternative. The county had earlier filed an appeal of a jury trial decision and last week was denied a stay in paying the judgment as efforts to connect insurance liability in the case continue. on the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today. Chicken teriyaki, rice, sweet bread, Malibu blend, and plums. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potato roll, peas and carrots, and mandarin orange salad. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Half-price wings all day Monday at the Wagon Wheel in October. That's right. Enjoy their delicious wings. Half price Mondays in October at the Wagon Wheel, downtown Marysville.
Simna Brothers Auction and Real Estate is announcing a large personal property auction Saturday, October 22nd. Auction will be held at 10 a.m. on-site at 125 South Colorado Avenue in Waterville, Kansas. This is a former business with a lot of great equipment and tools. Equipment like a Mustang 43-horsepower skid loader with quick couplers, a John Deere 790 tractor, a 72-inch Bush Hog finish mower, a Clark 6,000-pound propane forklift, gooseneck trailer, storage containers, and there will be all kinds of fabrication equipment. You have to visit Simna Auction.com to see it all. Lathes, grinders, bit sharpeners, crimping machine, hole saw, drill press, a plasma cutter, and so much more. There will also be way too much miscellaneous equipment, tools, and supplies. You can see pictures of all the equipment and tools on SimnetAuction.com. Auction is Saturday, October 22nd at 10 a.m. on-site, 125 South Colorado Avenue in Waterville, Kansas. See Simnet Auction's website for directions, and if you can't make it to the auction, leave pre-bids online on selected items. Go to SIMNIWT, SimnetAuction.com.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we do have a cold front making its way across the central parts of the Midwest. It does look like it's going to bring us no precipitation, but it does look like we're going to see cooler temperatures behind the cold front in the upper 60s into the lower 70s by the middle of the week, but definitely on the warm side throughout the rest of this Monday. So looking at the forecast, we're going to see gradually clearing skies, temperatures in the upper 80s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, clear skies, low near 53. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 72. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 46. By the middle of the week for Wednesday, we're going to see a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures at 68. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 43. And Thursday, mostly sunny at 65 degrees. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-October, 68. Record high on this date, 88. In 1938, the average low 43, the record low 24 in 1966. Sunset this evening 6:41, sunrise in the morning at 7:35. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 67 degrees. Winds favor the southeast between 5 and around 10 miles an hour. Barometer at 29.46 inches. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, I'm Clay Arn, Republican candidate for state representative. In 2012, the governor called and asked me to vote for his tax cut plan. I told him, I can't vote to eliminate the tax on my farm income while my hardworking neighbors continue to pay tax on their income, so I voted no. As a Republican, I believe in limited government and low tax rates, but our tax code must treat all Kansans equitably. We need someone in Topeka standing up for what is right. I'd appreciate your vote November 8th. Paid for by Arn for State Representative Judy Allen, Treasurer.
The Dodgers even it up. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Game 2 of the National League Championship Series ended up being a pitcher's duel between Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw and Cubs Cy Young candidate Kyle Hendricks. In the end, one mistake made the difference in the game.
And a fly ball to center field. It's deep. And on its way, and it is gone. A home run. Gonzalez hits the home run, and the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead.
Charlie Steiner on KLAC. The Dodgers blank Chicago 1-0 to tie the NLCS at a game apiece. Sunday Night Football was a wild battle between two AFC South rivals in the Colts and Texans that ended up going into overtime.
Novak will try for the game winner. The snap is down. The kick is up. And it's good! The Texans win in overtime! They do it!
Mark Vandermeer on Sports Radio 610. Houston bests Indy 26-23. Earlier in the day, a huge game for Odell Beckham Jr.
Long count. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Zips it over the middle. Caught by Odell! He's racing across midfield. He's to the 40. Breaks left to the 30. He's to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 66 yards. Oh, baby, is he good.
Bob Papa on WFAM. Beckham's 222 yards and two touchdowns help the Giants edge the Ravens 27-23. Over in Lambeau Field, the rookie shines again.
First and goal at the 4. Eye right formation. Smith shifts to eye left. Play fake. Bootleg to the right. Dak to Beasley. Wide open with Sauce. Touchdown with Sauce for Beasley.
Brad Sham on 105.3 The Fan. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys defeat the Packers 30-16 to improve to 5-1. And in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick wins the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway, securing his spot in the chase for the Sprint Cup round of 8.
We know we can perform. We know we can perform in good and bad situations.
Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. CME Group officials are indicating the group is considering switching to a cash settlement process for its live cattle futures. Traders continue to complain to CME regarding the extreme volatility in the new live cattle futures and are looking to the CME Group to bring some control back to the market. Sharp declines in prices last fall led to the scrutiny, and if implemented, the change would be a major attempt to restore confidence in the market by adjusting the way it operates. CME's Dave Lehman said discussions about the new settlement procedure was part of an all-encompassing review of the market by CME. He said it's on the table, adding that CME is also looking at potential modification to the physical delivery process. Feeder cattle and lean hog futures already cash settled, leaving live cattle as the remaining physical delivery settled market. Lehman says volatility getting worse and farmers have been selling cattle to packers months in advance rather than negotiating shortly before slaughter. Producers say that has led to questionable pricing systems and price discovery for the market. USDA's official office in China expects the nation will likely import a record 86 million metric tons of soybeans during the current marketing year. That's up 3.5 million metric tons from a year ago. A recovery in swine production and steady growth in the poultry sector, boosting demand for feed and protein meal in China. But USDA expects the rate of growth for soybean imports to slow as the country's soybean production recovers and China unloads soybeans and oilseed product reserves. Meanwhile, lower imports of distillers' dried grains due to China's anti-dumping duties should boost soy meal demand and thus soybean imports, according to USDA. That is welcome news for U.S. soybean farmers, as a recent USDA report forecasts another record soybean harvest for this current growing season. For the latest ag information, follow us on Twitter at AgView News with this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Updates, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, as you know, corn and soybean harvest have been delayed in many parts of the country due to the weather. Soybean harvest in Kansas is underway, but well behind where we would normally be. 15% complete last week, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Well behind the five-year average, but soybean harvest is progressing. Bill Spiegel is a soybean producer in Jewell County in north-central Kansas.
Yeah, the harvest is, it kind of got off to a later start this year, but it's not moving along very quickly because it's been a little bit cooler here the last few days. Humidity has been high, so it's been pretty late in the day before we can get in the field. But
he says even though harvest is moving along slowly, the yields have been exceptional.
But really what we're seeing is some really good soybean yields. We're just really lucky this year. We had a lot of summertime moisture and good growing conditions, so our soybeans are probably some of the best we've ever had.
Well, we keep hearing about strong and potentially record yields. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, I think it probably will be for our area. Like I said, we had unbelievable summer moisture, and we keep hearing from the experts that say that August rains are going to be what's really key for soybeans, and we got I think somewhere around 10 to 12 inches of rain in August, so that really helped finish the crop off.
Bill Spiegel, a soybean producer in Jewell County in north central Kansas, he says he expects to have his soybean harvest complete here very shortly. Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Let's get an update on the harvest after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
There is all sorts of anecdotal evidence, mainly through social media these days, about what the harvest is like for corn and soybeans. But as is the case for a lot of what you read on social media, some of those reports are, well, let's just call them not representative of the complete harvest. We like to rely on Dale Durkholz of AgriVisors for an overall view of the harvest, and with the exception of some weather problems here and there, so far so good, right, Dale?
Yeah, harvest actually is going really well. You know, as much as anything, the Western Corn Belt's a little bit behind the Eastern Corn Belt, and that's because the maturity has been lagging a little bit this year, but they really are up to speed at this point.
And Dale says the yield estimates don't seem to be moving much from where they have been over the last few months.
You know, they really haven't, but, you know, when you start looking at the internal detail and understand the process the USDA goes through, you really see that, you know, there is room for this crop to come down, and it may be just a slow process into the final number in January.
Turning to soybeans, the forecasters are expecting the yield numbers to continue to climb as we go through the harvest. Some of the social media reports have been pretty high.
You know, they have been, but you know what? A lot of people have forgotten 2 years ago out at DeKalb, there was a 30-acre field of beans that made 100 bushel to the acre, and everybody is remarking because they heard of one this year. When you talk to people on the phone, and as we're getting further into the soybean harvest, you're hearing quietly, I've got good beans, but they aren't any of this real splashy high yield. So the bean yield, yes, can go up. You know, there's been some talk national yield could be as high as 52 to 53, and that's possible, but I think it's kind of improbable because I use a pretty aggressive trend on the bean yield I work with, and that's an outlier to get over 52 bushels. So it may happen, but I don't think so.
Let's touch on exports. The numbers seem to show that exports, well, wheat exports anyway, are doing okay.
The wheat business, the export business, really, we're running on pace and on trend to hit the USDA target. It's pretty good. The big thing I'm watching in the export sector is how the soybean business ramps up in terms of shipments, not sales. We've got plenty of sales on the books. We're second only to what we had 2 years ago. But if we're going to meet this record forecast the USDA has put in place, we really need to see shipments ramp up, and by the end of October, probably be shipping somewhere around 100 million a week. So I'd keep an eye on what happens with inspections. Also keep an eye on what happens with the Gulf basis level.
That's Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor in Bloomington, Illinois, but you can get to him at agriVisor.com. Back after this.
The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride event is back this fall. Whether you're ready to tailgate or take a scenic drive, you can get the right tires and a reward of up to $70 with the purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires. It's the perfect way to get your car ready for the season and save. Visit your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Highs top 80 today. Unusually warm conditions by mid-October standards continue. It's 68 with clear skies at sunrise this morning. Monday is sale day at Beatrice. 77 livestock sales, early consignment listings. 20 black and white faced steers and heifers off grass weigh 750 to 8. 13 black steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 30 black steers and heifers, 550 to 7. 29 weighing at 450 to 550. 20 black and red heifers, 800 pounds. 18 black and steers and heifers, 750 to 850. 20 weighing at 675. 16, 450 to 575. 14 black and white faced steers and heifers, 575 to 6. 7 weigh in at 600. 13 black steers and heifers, 600 pounds. 12 black and red steers, 6 to 7. 6 black and white faced steers and heifers, 5 to 550. And 10 black heifers weigh 850 to 9. Those early consignments are online at Beatrice77.net.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life. And auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Half-price wings all day Monday at the Wagon Wheel in October. That's right. Enjoy their delicious wings, half price, Mondays in October at the Wagon Wheel, downtown Marysville.